Good morning, this is Jim Hebert from Continuous Wave, and you're listening to Whaler Radio. Well, there's been a lot of talk on the Whaler Forum recently about using epoxy to repair Boston Whalers, and there's been some controversy there, so we thought we'd go right to the source. And Jim Watson from West System Epoxy has joined us this morning. Hello, Jim.
Morning.
Let me ask you a question here about the suitability of epoxy for repairing laminates like used in the Boston Whaler. These laminates were made with resins that weren't epoxy. Can you repair them with epoxy?
The Boston Whaler is built with a polyester, hand-laid polyester, what you call a contact molded fiberglass material. And the polyester resin is a real good material, of course, for bonding these multiple layers of glass and foam together when they're building a new boat. And it's laminated up in what we call a primary bond. However, when they break or something has to be repaired, you don't have that primary bonding advantage anymore, and you're dealing with what's called a secondary bond. So it takes a real good adhesive to do these repairs, and the limitation of polyester is not real good adhesive. And that's what epoxy is designed for. It's designed to adhere to things. Of course, when it comes to repairing any polyester laminate boat, including our favorite boats, our Boston Whalers, it works very well.
Oh, I see. In the initial construction, the other resins work okay, but for repair, they don't have as much power as epoxy.
Yeah, right. In fact, more of your boats nowadays, when they build multiple components, they'll build them with polyester resin. Then when they join them, they'll use a better adhesive than polyester.
Why don't people just build the boats with epoxy?
Well, there are some boats built, custom boats built with epoxy. Of course, like all your America's Cup boats, the real top-notch, real high-performance boats, and a lot of your race boats are built with epoxy. For production purposes, it's a little trickier to use, and it's more expensive.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's expensive, and then, of course, the curing time, is that a problem?
Well, no. You can manipulate the curing time maybe a little bit more so than polyester resin, but in production line situation, usually that's not an issue.
I see. Now, I know that epoxy bonds real well with wood, which is kind of a porous material, and it soaks into the wood pores. But how does it bond with these other plastic-type materials? Does it chemically dissolve them, or how does it get adhesion to those materials?
That's a good question. The materials that we try to join, and I don't want to get into this too much, mainly because I certainly don't know everything about it, but materials that are polar and molecular makeup, like leather and wood, are ideal for bonding to them. And so is polyester resin when it's cured. You can bond to it very successfully. However, some plastics are nonpolar, like plastic like a Ziploc bag is made out of, or Teflon. Those sort of things are very difficult to get good adhesion to.
After you've made a repair with epoxy, is there any problem in top coating the epoxy with gel coat?
You know, there's an old kind of an old wives' tale. We'll call it old boat builder's tales. You can put epoxy over polyester, but you can't put polyester over epoxy. And that's true, and it isn't true. And of course, like I said, in adhesion situations, epoxy bonds very well to polyester. You have to make sure the area's been de-waxed and abraded, sanded with maybe about anywhere from 80 to 50 grit sandpaper, and then you can get real good adhesion to it. But if you go to put a gel coat over it, you have to remember, gel coat is a polyester base, and that's the only way it really comes, because it has real good UV resistance. But polyester resin, if you ever mixed it before, is catalyzed with a methyl ethyl ketone peroxide, MEKP. That's what initiates what's called a free radical cure. There are materials in all epoxies that can interfere with that free radical mechanism, and then it won't cure. But you can eliminate this material. It's an amine that comes to the surface. Here's what you have to do if you're going to put a polyester gel coat over epoxy. You have to make sure the epoxy is thoroughly cured. And to initiate real thorough cure, usually what you do is you take a hairdryer or heat gun, you heat the surface up of the cured epoxy. Even after it's cured, you post-cure it with this hairdryer heat gun to where it's almost hot to the touch. And maybe do that for 15 or 20 minutes. Then the key solvent to remove the amine blush is water. Believe it or not, acetone or lacquer thinner won't touch it, but water will. So usually you have to finish this anyway, so you wet sand it with water. And then you can put gel coat over it. In fact, in our fiberglass repair video, we show that goes right into every little detail. It gives you some tricks on how to blend it in so you can hide that repair and make it blend in so you can't see it.
So the short answer is, no, that was a great answer. But the short answer is, yeah, you can top coat epoxy with gel coat. You just have to be sure you do the, it's like any painting.
That's
you
right.
have to do the right preparation.
And of course, a lot of times, like the one whaler we redid, we wanted to redo that interior and match that blue, and we didn't want to gel coat it. It was a big repair job. The boat had a lot of little cracks all over it. And we repaired that with the epoxy, and then we painted it with a two-part polyurethane. It was all grip. The polyurethanes, especially the two-part polyurethanes, are probably more durable and have better gloss retention than gel coat. So a lot of times it makes sense. I have a Mako also, and I just redid the whole outside. I just painted it rather than gel coating. You know why gel coat's so popular? Is in an in-mold situation when you're building the boat, you can shoot it. It's 18 mil thick. And what the gel coat is the same color all the way through that whole 18 mil. So that means you can buff it out, whereas a paint job's real thin, and you can't buff it out. If you have an air, a scratch, or a run or something like that, you're kind of...
Oh, yes, trouble. I see.
Whereas gel coat, if you have a run, a sag, you can sand it down and buff it out.
Yeah, and the color
won't
change.
That's why it's very forgiving.
Yeah, and then you get the uniform color then.
Yeah.
Because of the special construction of Boston Whalers with this foam, foam-filled hull, is there any problem using epoxy with the foam?
Well, that's a good question, too, because a lot of your polyester resin, see, very often will melt the foam. And so epoxies make sense because there's no styrenes in the epoxy. Styrenes are the culprit that melt the foam. There's no styrenes in epoxy, so you can absolutely bond to the foam or coat it or do anything you want, and you don't have to worry about it attacking the foam.
Jim Watson will have some more good advice on repairing your old or new whaler with West System Epoxy products coming up in part 2.